Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Ann. I hope you are enjoying yours as I am enjoying mine. Let's get started this morning. Back last spring, I got the itch to redo our entry bathroom. Our home is about 30 years old, as are all the houses on our cul-de-sac. When I am sitting at my desk with the window overlooking the front yard, there are clearly frequent updates and other such projects going on in various houses. There have been updates on yards, front and back, kitchen and bath renovations and additions. Almost all of the owners are older, not ancient, but older, empty nesters who lived in the same home since these were built. A home requires upkeep to maintain its health, quote-unquote, so to speak, and so it can continue to provide shelter and security for its family. Watching this activity made me think about the importance of maintenance, not just for our homes, but in other things such as relationships, spiritual life, and physical health. In Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul is pointing out the importance of taking care of our bodies out of respect for ourselves and honoring God's creation and presence. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, quote, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Then the question is, why should I bother to take care of my body? Do what I can to maintain or remain healthy so we can enjoy life and its activities, and have the energy to work and provide and take care of our families, is number one. This is not about what our bodies look like. It is much more important than that. Think of it like this. Our bodies were created in the image of God. Our movement is controlled by muscle and tendon. It is designed to move. It is particularly well designed for walking. That is pretty important when you consider that until the last 150 years or so, human beings depended on their ability to walk wherever they needed to go. Jesus' ministry, his travels throughout Judea, day after day, were dependent on walking and walking miles. Think about Paul's travels throughout the Roman Empire, spreading the gospel, walking almost every step. Walking was the prime manner of travel for everyone except the very rich, as far back as time can take us. It wasn't until the 1830s, transportation revolution, with the emergence of new forms of transportation, steam power, railroads, canals, roads, and bridges, that Americans could travel across the country and transport goods into new markets that weren't previously available. Even as public transportation became available, it was primarily restricted to those who could afford it. You may be wondering by now, why am I making such a big deal out of this topic? Like most things in life, including relationships and spiritual life, we take our bodies for granted as long as nothing's going wrong. We've all had some injury, a cut, a sprain, something that temporarily forces us to sit on the sidelines of life. It is very irritating, and we are impatient for our body to heal. I'm talking about little things like a stumped toe or a sprained finger. We are impatient, but we know it will most likely get better, go away. But sometimes in life, We are confronted with illness or damage to our body's function that grounds us indefinitely, and then that's when it hits home. There is a song, "When I'm Gone" is the name of it, and it came to my mind as I thought about this. One of the verses, "You're gonna miss me when I'm gone." Of course, the song refers to a relationship, but it fits with, "I'm going to miss my health when it's gone." When we can't walk up a staircase without being winded, or around the park without looking for a place to sit, or routine housework or yard work wears us out, or carrying a purchase is a tiring burden, I would suggest it's time to think about our body, what it is built for, what we are neglecting in maintenance. And this is not an age-related thing. It can happen to the young, the middle-aged, and the old. Since I was diagnosed with cancer, I have come to realize how important general health is in fighting the battle. Virtually any information about cancer or any other chronic illness, such as heart disease, arthritis, Parkinson's, or things like the recovery from surgery, such as knee and hip, will include the importance of diet and exercise in treatment. My oncologist asks me every time I go in if I am still going to the gym and walking. She is pleased that I am doing these things and sadly shares that most of her patients won't walk or do any type of exercise. Those who know me know that I exercise regularly and have for years, but the fact is I wasn't just born that way. It wasn't until I was 25 and married George that I deliberately began exercising and it became part of my routine. George was in the Army, stationed in Dallas after we were married. He, having just gotten out of basic training, was in great shape and continued to run and train. I was teaching four-year-olds at a daycare center, and when I got home each day, I was really tired. George suggested I try running. He said it would make me feel better. But my idea of running was, why would I do that when I'm already tired? But not wanting to disappoint my precious husband, I put on my kids and ran one side of the block on which the small park sat, probably a quarter mile. I was sucking wind, so I walked the rest of the mile, 25, and I couldn't jog 1/4 of a mile. Once my breathing settled, it occurred to me I felt better, not tired. I felt fresher and perkier, in a better mood. That is the honest truth, I promise you. Admittedly, at that point, I was hooked. This is not about how we look. This is about honoring the body we were gifted with. It is about keeping our bodies healthy and strong. So, whatever the age, when a health or other challenge arises, our body is in good shape to fight back. One of the big side effects of exercise, walking or whatever fits into your routine or is appropriate for you, is mood elevation. The endorphins that are released greatly improve our spirits. If you have a tendency to blue moods, as I do, please try walking or whatever exercise you prefer. You will feel better mentally, and maintaining a positive attitude is so important in fighting any health issue. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing body you have given us. It and its workings are a work of art. Help us, Lord, no matter our age, to consider what a gift good health is and do all we can to honor and use this body in positive efforts that please you. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.